cartel gunmen hang bodies from border state overpass in Mexico. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on August 26, 2023. Cartel gunmen hung three bodies from a highway overpass in a Mexican state that borders Texas. The gory crime comes at a time when the state of Nuevo León is experiencing an unending rise in cartel violence. The gory crime scene took place on Thursday early morning in Salinas, Victoria, located just north of the Monterrey metropolitan area. At the scene, authorities found the bodies of three unidentified victims who had been strung up from a highway overpass near the 21st kilometer marker along the highway that connects Monterrey with the Columbia International Bridge. The incident took place as the state of Nuevo León continues to be one of the regions with the most targeted killings in Mexico. Various cartels continue to fight for control of drug corridors into Texas. Soon after the killing, one of Monterrey's most outspoken politicians, Waldo Fernandez, a state legislator from the Morena Party, took to social media to call for a unified front in dealing with cartel violence. He said that criminal organizations are intimidating and spreading fear among innocent civilians while government officials and authorities are busy trying to score political points. "He who does not learn from history is doomed to repeat it," Fernandez said in a streamed video where he recalled the region's dark history. The cartel violence of 10 years ago witnessed drug cartels fighting each other in a fierce turf war that escalated to attacks on law enforcement and ultimately to attacks on innocent civilians that simply became collateral damage. "Today in the state of Nuevo León, we are seeing the same," Fernandez said, recalling a similar scene on the city's south side 10 years before where gunmen hung a body from an overpass and set fire to it. "These acts are acts of intimidation between one cartel and another one. It is between organized crime groups, but they are acts of intimidation for the local citizenry." Fernandez spoke to Breitbart Texas and stated that it was time for government officials to establish a series of security boards to coordinate law enforcement activities at the local, state, and federal levels to keep the cartel violence from spiraling out of control even more. The Mexican state legislator claimed that politicians from various parties have focused on pushing their own agendas instead of providing a unified front against organized crime. "As long as this political conflict continues, the only thing that is going to happen is that in Nuevo León, criminals will continue having a party," Fernandez concluded. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.